KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 65 degrees with cloudy skies in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News. The news is brought to you by The TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In an update to our earlier story, the Taylor County Sheriff's Office will be releasing more details of a shooting incident which has led to a manhunt early this morning near Bedford. The Iowa Department of Public Safety says the shooting took place around 11:30 p.m. Sunday on Highway 2 just east of New Market. Around this time, a deputy left his cruiser to check on a man walking along the highway. The man shot the deputy twice and then stole the cruiser. Another deputy soon arrived, and he and the wounded officer began pursuing the stolen patrol car. About 40 minutes later, there was a shot-filled pursuit, which caused the stolen cruiser to roll, and the suspect fled on foot. The department says officers are looking for Rodney Long, who escaped the minimum security facility in Clarinda on Friday morning. The suspect was earlier described as wearing a green ball cap and a dark-colored T-shirt. The sheriff's office says the suspect is armed and dangerous and advises residents to remove keys from their vehicles and lock their doors. Anyone with information on the suspect is asked to call the Taylor County Sheriff's Office at 712-523-2153. KJAN News Time is 8:01.
Summer's finally here. Come into the TV Store in Atlantic and find out what's new.
We've got the complete line of 2013 Sony TVs, ranging from 32 all the way up to our huge 70-inch with built-in 3D. Bundle it with one of the latest Sony Blu-ray players or surround sound systems.
We also have the latest smartphones from Verizon Wireless, including the iPhone 5 and the Samsung Galaxy S4 with an incredible 13-megapixel camera and infrared remote control.
And don't forget, the TV Store is your locally owned Dish Network retailer. Get hooked up with a Hopper DVR system and never have to watch another commercial again. The TV Store is locally owned and takes pride in providing top-notch customer service. We take time to make sure you know how to use that new phone or TV, and we do all of our own Dish installs so you don't have to worry about a stranger coming to your house.
So come see us today and get more at the TV Store. We're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call at 712-243-3032.
The City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Board of Directors will meet this evening at City Hall. Among the items on their agenda for discussion and or possible action is a smoke-free, tobacco-free policy for Sunnyside Park. During their last meeting last month, a public hearing was held with regard to the proposed policy, but the matter was tabled in favor of obtaining more information and input from the public, as well as looking more closely at Iowa's Smoke-Free Air Act. The board will also hear regular updates on the Schildberg Recreation Area Campground, Sunnyside Tennis Court Reconstruction Project, park maintenance, building construction, and other projects. Discussion and old business includes a request from the Cub Scouts to camp overnight at the Camblin Shelter area on September 7th and 8th, and information on a bike racks project. The meeting in the council's chambers at City Hall begins at 5:15. Police in Audubon have released a report on recent arrests. On Sunday, 28-year-old Trevor Joe Beckendorf of Audubon was arrested for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, open container, and speeding. Beckendorf was transported to the Audubon County Jail for processing and was released on cash bond. On August 12th, a juvenile from Audubon was arrested for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. The juvenile was released to the parents and will be referred to the juvenile court district on August 7th. And on August 7th, Audubon police arrested two juveniles from Audubon on charges of criminal mischief on the fifth degree. The juveniles were released to their parents and will be referred to the juvenile court district. On August 5th, 29-year-old Richard Leonard Chickering III of Audubon was taken into custody for burglary in the first degree and public intoxication. Chickering was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held to be seen by a magistrate. And on August 4th, Audubon police arrested 53-year-old Mark Daniel Dormer of Audubon for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. Dormer was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held to be seen by a magistrate. An apartment fire in Cedar Rapids has forced 10 people out of their homes. Fire Department spokesman Greg Bulow says the fire was reported Sunday afternoon in a 6-unit, 3-level apartment complex. All the occupants had left the building when firefighters arrived. They determined most of the fire was in the attic space of the laundry room, which is on the basement level. Fire damaged the laundry room and two basement apartments, and there was smoke damage throughout the building. 6 adults and 4 children were forced out of their homes. The American Red Cross was helping the displaced residents. Firefighters are still investigating the cause of the fire. The owner of Skydive Iowa says a 56-year-old man who fell to his death Friday had planned only to observe the flight, not jump. Company owner Bruce Kennedy tells the Des Moines Register that the Eastern Iowa man's parachute deployed prematurely during takeoff, and he was pulled from the plane. The Iowa State Patrol said Sunday that Wayne Kedrowski of Brooklyn, Iowa, died in the accident. Kennedy says everyone on Skydive Iowa flights wears a parachute. Kedrowski had previously flown on more than 10 observation flights. Kedrowski died after the plane took off from Brooklyn Friday evening. Authorities from the Federal Aviation Administration are investigating. Des Moines is naming its third dog park after one of the city's best-known police dogs. The city's Parks and Recreation Department will dedicate the Reno Memorial Dog Park in northeast Des Moines on August 28th. Reno died last winter at age 11. Reno was best known for an incident in 2004 when he was shot as officers searched for a slaying suspect. Police say the suspect, Michael Reyna, shot Reno in the spine. The dog continued to pursue Reyna but was accidentally shot in a knee by another officer. The dog returned to duty 4 months later. For the dedication, any licensed dog will be admitted to the park. Owners also must provide proof of rabies vaccinations. Usually, owners must buy a $20 annual permit. Data show the number of accidents at Clive intersections monitored by red light cameras was twice as high in 2012 as the number 4 years earlier. The Des Moines Register says over the same period, the number of accidents citywide dropped 22%. Clive's red light cameras are to be back in operation today, now that the city council has approved a new contract. A review of data provided to the council shows 26 accidents occurred at red light camera intersections in 2012, 13 occurred in 2008. Police Chief Michael Venema says using the number of accidents to evaluate the effectiveness of the camera program would be misguided because the sample size is so small. City Councilman Michael McCoy disagrees and says the data shows the enforcement program has been ineffective. Taking a look at national and world headlines, senior diplomats from the European Union are discussing possibly halting aid programs to Egypt and suspending arms shipments. Today's EU meeting in Brussels came a day after top officials of the 28-nation bloc said it would urgently review its reaction or relations with Egypt. Meanwhile, the violence in Egypt has escalated since the July 3rd ouster of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. At least 25 Egyptian police were killed today when they were ambushed by suspected Islamic militants. Today is the deadline for creditors to oppose financially troubled Detroit's request for bankruptcy protection. Creditors include bondholders, insurers, banks, and the city's two employee pension systems. Detroit's state-appointed emergency manager, Kevin Orr, says the city is insolvent and unable to pay off all its debt, which could be $18 billion or more. Officials in eastern India say a mob became infuriated after a fast-moving train ran over a group of Hindu pilgrims crossing train tracks at a crowded station today. At least 37 people were killed. Officials say the mob pulled the driver from the train, severely beat him, and set fire to the coaches. Railway officials have said the train was not scheduled to stop at the station and had been given the go-ahead to pass. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie plans today to sign a bill that would bar licensed therapists from trying to turn gay teenagers straight, in a process known as conversion therapy. State Assemblyman Tim Eustis, who sponsored the bill, calls conversion therapy an insidious form of child abuse. California is the only other state to ban the practice. KJAN News Time is 8:08.
Honey, don't forget, Jesse from the TV store is coming to install Dish today.
Oh, yeah. When's he going to be here? Between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.?
No, he's actually supposed to be here right... The TV store is your locally owned, authorized Dish retailer. They provide superior customer service and know how to be on time. Jesse and Al are their only installers, so you know who's going to be coming to your house, not some stranger from the city. At the TV store, your local authorized Dish retailer, you get all the same deals that you would get by calling the 1-800 number without automated systems or hold times. And yes, they have the hopper. If you're fed up with your current television provider or want to know about the latest technologies Dish has to offer, go check out the TV store, your local authorized Dish retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-3032. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Michael Charles Lee, 55, of Denison, died Thursday, August 15th at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Graveside services for Michael Lee will be held 10 a.m. today at the Shelby Cemetery in Shelby. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Leon Willis Hansen, 75, of Harlan, died Wednesday, August 14th in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Leon Hansen will be held 10:30 a.m. today at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbolton. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Mavis C. Morey, 90, of Red Oak, died Thursday, August 15th at the Nebraska Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Mavis C. Morey will be held today at 10:30 a.m. in the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Vernon Roach Jr., 70, of rural Greenfield, died Thursday, August 15th at his home. Funeral services for Vernon Roach Jr. will be held at 1:30 p.m. today at the Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Ella Weidel, 91, of Manning, died Saturday, August 17th at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A mass of Christian burial service for Ella Weidel will be held 10:30 a.m. Tuesday, August 20th at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Bill Morgan, 84, of Atlantic, died Saturday, August 17th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Memorial services for Bill Morgan will be held 2 p.m. Tuesday, August 20th at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Harold Schwartz, 80, of Erling, died Sunday, August 18th at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A mass of Christian burial service for Harold Schwartz will be held 10 a.m. Wednesday, August 21st at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Stephen Messer, the first, 62, of Greenfield and formerly of Des Moines, died Saturday, August 17th at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Memorial services for Stephen Messer I will be held 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, August 21st at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Harold Reinke, 94, of Manning, died Sunday, August 18th at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Harold Reinke will be held 10:30 a.m. Friday, August 23rd at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Ivan Chaffa, 98, of Fontenelle, died August 9th at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Graveside services for Ivan Chaffa will be held 11 a.m. Monday, August 26th at the Fontenelle Cemetery. The Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News.